Once again last night, about 30 speakers lined up at the school board meeting to speak out both for and against the gender identity policy. Much of the debate centered around the treatment of transgender city school students.
So far, a lot of the oppositions to the policy have been so virulently transphobic that those of us who care about trans students feel that they have no choice to support but to support the policy without reservations.
Adrienne Hill is a local LGBTQ advocate. Right now, she doesn't support the full policy, saying it fails to include help for teachers and school staffers in enforcing the policy, and that some students actually feel like they've been educating others on the issue.
There was a transgender student from City Honors who said that he was one of three trans students in his entire school, and that it fell to him and his classmates to educate the school on how to accommodate trans people. It's not a high schooler's job to teach his school how to accommodate him. Students should be worrying about their grades.
The city school board will discuss the draft at the Executive Affairs Committee next Wednesday, but so far they have not indicated when they will take a final vote. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.